Right, so 707, massive crisis on the way, underway, not on the way, impacting 211,000 people with living with disabilities who are surviving on grants from SASA. We have discussed this crisis specifically just yesterday with the Black Sash. Yesterday, Minister Lindiwe Zulu actually visited a number of SASA points here in the Cape, and I suppose being sent, moved around with the portfolio committee to make site visits, I think it's been quite clear for months, particularly in the Western Cape, what the issues are. Obviously, it would be the inability for people to feel secure, to queue in the morning, sleeping overnight on the streets, waiting for all manner of disability grants, putting themselves in personal safety. The worst part of visuals sent around most recently of, I think it was Gugulethu, in terms of collections, just very harrowing scene. The most vulnerable of our society, the elderly, the ill, and the disabled, queue for hours on end, regardless of weather, because of inefficient ability to collect their money. We find out now from the SASA CEO, Busisiwe Tutsi Mumela, exactly what we can expect in terms of improved conditions. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Busisiwe, please won't you help us understand the purpose of the minister's visit to the various points here in the Cape this week, yesterday?
The purpose of the visit by the minister, whom I joined to come and look at what the issues were specifically in Western Cape, because much as we have, as an organization, with the minister having actually extended the temporary disability grant, and I need to continue to emphasize that here it's only the temporary disability grants that have been affected, and not all grants, and neither is it all disability grants. So the Western Cape has got the biggest numbers in the country, and I think what we need to explore is why we have a situation where more people are affected in Western Cape, in consultation with all the other different stakeholders, particularly health, because to ultimately get temporarily disabled, it has to do with the health conditions of our people, and it's important to understand.
For clarity, sorry, the Western Cape has the largest numbers of the people receiving disability grants. Or are people receiving temporary
disability grant. So, of the 200,000 people that have dropped off because the time has lapsed, 50,000 of them actually come from the Western Cape. And when you look at the vastness of the country and the fact that we serve the country as a whole, and we have 18 million grants that we actually disperse on a general basis, and 11.3 million clients. So 53 million actually are in Western Cape, hence the big impact.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think the other important issue to emphasize is the fact that SASA in Western Cape only has 16 offices. We have always worked in what we call service centers, and those service centers are the community halls whereby people in the past came to those community halls to actually get a service. Those community halls, we don't have access to them. 179 work points that we had in the past, we don't have access to them.
And okay, I think so that's an infrastructure rollout.
Yes,
that would need to be done by SASA.
No. It's not an infrastructure rollout that needs to be done by us. It's infrastructure that we have been able to use over the years in partnership with the city of Cape Town.
And
we work exactly the same way in any other area, not only in Western Cape, where we use that infrastructure so that SASA can go to people rather than people coming to SASA.
Well, so the 179 workstations, when were those, when did the access to that stop?
The access to them stopped in March, and we've been engaging the council to say, yes, we understand that some of them are going to be used for COVID, but those that are available for us to utilize, we should be enabled and allowed to utilize so that we can continue to provide a service to people.
Okay. Can I take a step back? Because you were quite focused on emphasizing the temporary disability grant. What are the criteria that allow a person to apply for temporary disability grant vis-a-vis just a person being disabled, excuse me, or living with disabilities?
Okay. To be able to get a temporary disability grant means your medical practitioner needs to indicate that you are not able to work for a period of minimum 6 months. Usually it should be a maximum of 12 months. If your condition is such that you can't work at all, it means it's a permanent disability. Therefore, it would be ordinarily for over 12 months. So the person would go to a medical practitioner. They would say you have whatever condition you have. You have either a mental condition or whatever condition you have, which means you will not be able to work. They would then give you a letter that you would then take to SASSA to be able to apply for you to be able to get a grant. SASSA would then make an assessment on the basis of all your other economic conditions, and SASSA would then determine the qualification. So that's the temporary disability. You would then have it for between 6 to 12 months, depending on what the doctor said in terms of the time that it would take for your condition to be caused corrected.
And regardless of budget, right, is that something that is a facility available to you from the state that must lapse after 12 months? Even if the coffers, the idea here is if you want to go over 12 months, apply straight for disability.
Apply straight for permanent disability. Your doctor will determine whether you are permanently disabled.
Certainly. What I'm trying to suggest is there a functionality? And my assumption, having said that this goes to your practitioner, is that if you're applying, you're doing it with your medical practitioner. But are you suggesting that there is no scope for, say, an extension beyond the 12 months?
Okay, we can't generally extend, because in terms of the conditions that determine what we do and how we do what we do, it's determined by the Social Security Act that determines how we treat each and every particular grant. In terms of us doing things the way we wish or just deciding to change in terms of the prescription, it therefore means that when the ADSA comes to view what it is that we've done and how we've done what we've done, we would be found to have done things irregular. So over and above, and we have a responsibility to take care of the vulnerable as an institution, because we shoulder actually all the people that are vulnerable, whether it's in times of distress or it's those people that are affected by unemployment, inequality, and all the other issues, sadly, that affect the country. We actually have to shoulder that. And we have that responsibility.
And that's your mandate, so correct.
And that's our mandate. And
to be clear,
you were saying, can we just extend these grants?
Correct. Okay, so what I'm trying to establish here, Wusisiwe, the reason I'm asking the question is I'm trying to establish if it is fair for people to be upset that the time lapsed, if it is in the rules that one cannot extend beyond 12 months. That's all I'm trying to establish.
Okay. It is actually unfair for them to say we cannot lapse them, because the grants were actually extended 3 times last year, and it was as a result of the directive that the minister actually put in place for us to extend them. And it was, again, because of the understanding of the COVID issues. Yes, we are fortunate in a sense that we now come with the second wave, and we're coming with all the other complications that we... And we've communicated each time the extension was made. It was communicated that we've extended for yet another 3 months, and we extended again from October to December with the understanding that once it expires, then people will have to come in. Notwithstanding that, I think there's things that we need to look at differently, even for the future and now as we go forward. For example, on our grants, we started putting a system of staggering the payment of grants in broad terms. I think even in terms of the conditions of people when temporary disability grants lapse, what we need to do, put in place, is a system whereby we can stagger them so that they don't all lapse at the same time. I think the challenge for now was that all these that were extended, they were extended from February right up to December. So cumulatively, the numbers actually increased. So those are some of the issues that we need to look at, not only in terms of our processes, but also in terms of policy, because we can't change issues unless issues have been gazetted on a policy side, that it's things that we need to do. Otherwise, we'll be found wanting.
Indeed. Okay, my final question, and unfortunately we are out of time, so if we can keep it brief.
Okay.
What is the program for rolling out those changes? What are the timelines? And at what levels are we looking for those answers? Is it a national mandate, or do you still require, you know, other parts of the government, of the administration, like provincial and city, to assist?
Yeah, it is definitely a national competence, but some of the issues we need other partners. Like health, we need the different cities in the area. What we've done, what's interesting with Western Cape is that 63% of the clients that are affected are all in the city. And the city is where we actually don't have access to facilities. So we've been talking with the MEC so that we can make sure that we work as partners and work together to resolve some of these issues, because some are not our competence. So we have a 10-point plan. One is communication. We've implemented a process for ensuring that we take a system whereby people can actually make appointments so that they don't come to our offices when there's too much crowd. And thirdly, the key other thing is for us to allow those people to be able to apply for a social relief of distress grant, so that whilst they wait for the process to be completed, we can actually ensure that we can give them some relief in the meantime whilst we process them for a temporary disability.
All right. Mosisiwe Tsotsi-Memela is the CEO of SASSA. Thank you very much for helping us understand a little bit more about the complexities that are